Menachos Perek Tes Mishnah Hey 9:5 says the Mishnah Kol Amidos Shahayu VeMikdash Hayu Nigdashos. All of the utensils used for measuring things in the base of Mikdash were used with a heaping amount, meaning that the actual, let's say, of the Isaron, the container itself contained less than an Isaron, and it needed to have a heaping amount of flour over the top to reach the full requisite amount of an Isaron. Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol, the exception being the utensil used to make the Chavit and the Kohen Gadol, Shaya Gadsha L'socha. That one was used in a level amount to fill it up just to the top, but not more than that. You need to be quite precise because it had to be divided later on into two halves. You want to make sure each half was equal and so on. Nothing should fall to the floor, etc. Now, you'll recall we had this very discussion in the beginning of the Perek. Mishnah Aleph over there had said, Machlokas between the Tanakama and Reb Meir, if we had heaping or level measurements, the Chacham Shita is it's used as a level and not heaping, and the Rebbe Meir Shita was in general like this, it was heaping, with the exception of the Kohen Gadol's Chavitin utensil. That Yisron was different. Now, interestingly here, we're essentially therefore going like Rebbe Meir, as a Stam Mishnah, although the Halach will not follow this Mishnah. So that's actually quite an interesting sort of break from the usual principle of if you have a Mishnah that teaches a machlokas, and then a subsequent mission, the same Masechta, teaches it as a stam, like without the other side of the opinion, or the argument. So then usually the halacha is like the stam. But that halacha, says the Rambam, is not like this Mishnah, but rather like the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah, meaning that the measuring cups were larger and that they shouldn't be heaped, la halacha. Okay? The reason why we break with that klal is an interesting question. Perhaps one answer is that if you learn the Mishnah later on, you'll see it's the machlokas. In fact, is taught in this topic. Another possibility, really interesting possibility, is that since every Mishnah, every Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir, so since it's Rebbe Meir is the one opinion in the equation here, it's as if it's taught not as a Stam, but as if Rebbe Meir is teaching as a Yachid. A fascinating idea. Be that as it may, we now have a discussion, okay, if it's going to be heaping, or for that matter, if it's going to be level, like the Halacha, what happens with the overflow? Now, the Mishnah used the word Beirut Sehen. This is an uncommon word. The bartender learns a pshat, which I think is quite difficult, which is that we're talking about the amount that's the heap above the surface of the container, which is not in the cup necessarily, and what's the status of it. Most Rishonim learn that we're talking here about what overflows the cup, like it goes down the side onto the floor, okay? And the etymology would be from like the word like Beirut is close to Parutz, like the base and pay interchange to some degree. And the idea is like to be like Poretz Geter, to break through a boundary, a fence. So the idea is that which overflows the limits of the container and falls onto the, like down the sides onto the floor. Okay, so here the Mishnah says that Midos Halach, when it comes to measuring out liquids, Beirut Sein Kodesh, even that which falls out of the sides and onto the floor of the container, it still is consecrated. It's kodesh because it is consecrated by the container itself. We'll see the machlokas three ways exactly the limits what's happening here. Whereas umidos hayavesh, when it comes to when measures out dry things like, you know, the flour, that thing, beirutzein chol, that which falls over the top is actually not consecrated at all. Now this Tana holds the first of three shitas, that the reason why is because when Moshe Rabbeinu consecrated the original measuring cups, so he anointed the inside and the outside, both inside and outside of the measuring cups used for liquids, and therefore which falls over the sides is still consecrated because, well, whatever's inside there, including the outside, becomes consecrated. Whereas that which is inside the dry container, which the inside was consecrated with the anointing oil, the Shemana Mishcha, that is consecrated. That which goes over the top didn't go in the container, and therefore it's not. It's not consecrated. Okay, that's the first opinion. We'll have two more opinions here that will discuss the rationale why, but the bottom line will be everyone agrees that the Beirut Sein, the overflow of the liquids are still consecrated, the overflow of the dry measures are not. Okay, so the second opinion, why that's the case, is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Midos Halach Kodesh. Rabbi Kiva says, it's true, the liquid measuring cups were consecrated inside and outside, and therefore whatever goes in them or comes out of them is consecrated. And therefore, lefikach beirut sein kodesh, that which spills over the edges is still consecrated by virtue of going inside a kli kodesh, a kli sharas, I should say, a consecrated utensil that has been invested with the ability to consecrate it, so it consecrates the liquids. But umidos hayav eshchol, the actual containers used for measuring dry things, the isaron measure, so that was never consecrated in the first place, and therefore the stuff goes into it isn't kodesh. And certainly, all the more so lefikach beirotzeim kol shekin, the stuff which never goes in but falls out the over the top, that is chol, is not consecrated. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, the measuring containers for the flour actually don't consecrate anything at all. What happens to the flour is, there's Kedusha's pet person declares, this is my Isarona flour to make my mincha, that consecrated with Kedusha's damim, and then the next step in the avoda, whether it's mixing with oil, which is for most of the belila, which is for most of the menachos, or if there's no mixing with oil, with the kamitza, the taking of the komets, so then that gives it Kedusha's haguf. But not from the container itself, for dry measuring, it says Rabbi Akiva. The third opinion is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, he agrees again with the din is, which is that the overflow for liquids is consecrated to Kodesh and the overflow of solid not. But he says, lo mishum ze, it's for a different reason altogether. Ele shehalach ne'ekar v'hayavesh eno ne'ekar. He says, it has to do with the actual metzias of liquids versus solids. According to Biosi, the container of both the solid and liquid was consecrated just on the inside. Nothing to do with the outside. So whatever goes in these klisharis is consecrated. But the thing is, you can't compare solids to liquids. If you'd have a container that's full of, let's say, red dye, okay, to the top, and then you pour clear water into that container, okay, so there's overflow over the top, down the sides, whatever it is, that liquid that spills on the sides is going to be red. So you see that what you pour in gets commingled right away. It's not like there's like something that can sit on top that doesn't get mixed up with what's below it. And that would be true with the wine and the oil and so on. In contrast, solid is not the case, right? If you like hypothetically had, you know, red dyed flour filling a container of an Isaron container, and you pour more flour on top and it heaps up over the top or down the sides, so then the flour that falls over the edges is not going to be red, it'll still be white, so it doesn't commingle. So that's the rational question of Biosi. The actual word he uses, ne'ekar, is like a borrowed term. Ne'ekar is kind of like, you know, if you go into like a lake and you, it's like clear water, let's say, or a pond or something, and you kick up the dirt and the dirt then makes it turbid, you know, muddies up the waters. That's what ne'ekar is. The point is that the stuff that goes on the top gets muddied up by commingling with what's beneath it, with the liquid, but not with the solid. As far as who we go like, so the Rambam says that the outside of the container of the dry measure of the Isaron is not consecrated, whereas the outside of the liquid container is consecrated. So the insides of both are consecrated, but the outside of the liquid, meaning the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and therefore that is the Rambam Pasuk's Lehalacha.